brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. Coming up, Ben Livingston, cloud physicist, has eye on hurricane control. You want to talk to a real expert from the inside, this dwarfs some of the other people that have been on air. Just wait till you hear this coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's jam in a few more calls here. I'm trying, making a good effort at getting everybody. Clay, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from, Clay?
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call in. I heard you talking about Prozac yesterday, and I have a personal experience that basically almost ruined my life. I went on Prozac for clinical depression, and basically one day I woke up, I was in jail, and I basically went crazy. I wrecked a car. I took my father's gun with me, had about 400 bullets. I have no idea why. Never been in jail or in trouble before.
Well, that's what happens. It puts you into it. This is the medical insert, by the way, listeners, and they know this. It is a hallucinogenic classification. The molecule directly puts you into a dream state, and you're fine until you have a bad trip. And, no, women dancing around naked on top of houses with butcher knives is routine, cutting their children's arms and legs off, drowning their children, cutting themselves, flopping around the ground, troops coming home and killing their whole families. This is what it does.
Well,
you better just be glad you didn't start shooting at cops and get your head blown off.
Well, it took six of them to get me into the jail, from what I've heard, and they tasered me repeatedly. I guess I'm lucky.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, that stuff is the equivalent of PCP. When you have a bad trip.
But I'm no longer going to take anything like that, of course, and I'm fine with just, you know, exercise and changing my diet.
So what happened? You got a little bit depressed. They said, oh, just take this. No big deal. And
it took them about 15 minutes to decide to give me that, I think. But I did want to say one more thing. I do have your video, Martial Law, and have a sister who was a big-time Bush lover, and I showed her that, and I think she's definitely coming around, and it's changed her mind, and I'm very grateful for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. No, thank you for your support, and take care. Look, if you attack George Bush as a liberal, if you come out and go, I'm a liberal, he's an evil right-winger, no one's going to listen to you. But if you come at things from the truth and expose how both parties are controlled, how we're losing our freedoms, and how Bush is just a puppet, then conservatives will listen. I mean, Bush has gone too far with this Myers business. But it doesn't matter. Bush is a puppet. He'll take all the heat. People who think he's the end-all be-all, you just don't understand. It won't matter if it's Hillary or Schwartzy or who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. They're going to follow the agenda or they're going to end up like Kennedy real fast. And so Bush may be a political sacrificial lamb, and I'm not going to sit here and have a victory party if he gets impeached or removed. Because if it happens, it'll be engineered. I mean, if it happens, it was meant to happen that way. They're just flushing their puppet. Now, if they don't want him to be impeached and something happens, you can look for serious fireworks. But I tend to lean towards the first scenario. So, they get us into this rah-rah sports team mentality. I'm for the Democrats. I'm for the Republicans. I'm against the Republicans. I'm against the Democrats. And then the thinking process is switched off. Listen, I don't owe one grain of allegiance to a political party. I owe it to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has kept us in good stead. And it is the politicians in both parties that are systematically dismantling the foundation of this country. And you know what? I'm going to defend it. From Hillary Clinton or George Bush, I don't care. We'll talk about weather control, weather modification with one of the premier experts in the country who's now speaking out, Ben Livingston. On the other side of this quick break, you'll want to stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, a lot of people think things don't exist that have existed for decades, but just because they're not aware of it, they don't think it exists. It's like abiotic oil. Petroleum geologists will tell you that a lot of oil is abiotic. That is, it didn't come from dead animals. But because the general public isn't aware of it, they think it's a conspiracy theory. Well, they've had Weather Channel shows about government weather control in Vietnam War. We've got Secretary of Defense Cohen talking about it being a wave of the future in 1997 in a Defense Department Pentagon briefing. We have K. Bailey Hutchinson getting a Senate bill passed to create a federal department of weather modification and control. We have a 1975 U.N. treaty on weather modification. On the 60th anniversary of the Russian victory against the Russian takeover of Berlin and the Eagle's Nest, the Viper's Nest, they cleared the skies when it was raining, and that was in the BBC. But still, every time we mention weather control or have Scott Stevens on or some other meteorologist, people just can't believe it's real, that it's possible. You have primitive things like cloud seeding, but you also have these antenna arrays and ways to manipulate the weather, and it definitely is going on. I mean, we just had a hurricane hit Spain. Never in thousands of years of recorded history has the Iberian Peninsula been hit by a tropical storm, much less a hurricane. So a lot of weird stuff going on. But, this is an amazing. This is his first interview concerning weather modification on radio. He was interviewed because of increased interest in this by the Midland Reporter-Telegram, the paper out in Midland, Texas. And believe me, Ben Livingston now is going to be in popular demand on talk radio. I'd expect that Coast to Coast AM will want to have him on. Ben Livingston, cloud physicist, has eye on hurricane control. He'll be joining us in about 2 minutes. Waylon Ben Livingston knows his ideas are controversial, so he steps lightly when talking about them. His theories have been proven. The technology is in place. Research shows his ideas could save hundreds, maybe even thousands of lives. He is a fascinating man with credentials as long as the wingspan of the airplanes he flew as a commander with the U.S. Navy in Korea and Vietnam. Livingston, 77, moved to Midland with his parents during the Depression. He earned his master's degree in cloud physics from the Naval Weapons Center and Navy Postgraduate School in California, a degree he would use in the battlefields. He seeded clouds and dramatically increased rainfall in the theater of war, creating impassable muddy roads, slowing down Vietnamese and Korean troops. And when you see the Weather Channel special, folks, this is who they're talking about. And saving lives in entire towns from occupation. He is proudest of the award from the Secretary of the Navy, which says Lieutenant Livingston directly participated in project flights in the combat zone, in program planning, scientific data collection, and evaluation. His unwavering devotion to duty were major factors in the outstanding success of the project and were instrumental in the development of unique major combat capability for the United States. Before receiving the citation, Livingston was invited to the White House, where he briefed President Lyndon Baines Johnson on the effectiveness of weather control activities and the resulting slowing of traffic by the military support trucks bringing supplies to Southwest Asian troops and, of course, the Ho Chi Minh Trail, I would add. Livingston's findings deal with hurricanes and what scientists call weather modifications. His research includes 265 missions into the eyes of hurricanes, and he calls himself maybe the most distinguished person in the country about Hurricane Katrina. The most disgusted, not the most distinguished. And, again, folks, I mean, he dwarfs any knowledge out there of people out currently talking about weather modification. The storm, he says simply, could have been dramatically curtailed, the damage minimized, the levees of New Orleans saved. Livingston works with scientists and pilots at the Weather Modification, Inc. in Fargo, North Dakota. His theories also have been verified by staffers there. He has logged 15,000 hours of hurricane reconnaissance experience, and all of his penetrations into the eye of hurricanes were on the low-level variety where he would fly in from low altitude, then up into the eye. He said the refraction of the light into the water through the eye of the hurricane is the most beautiful and memorable sight he has ever witnessed. And it goes on. And he talks about, folks, 1960s national priority of our government was hurricane control, Livingston said. But then suddenly everything was shut down, mysteriously dropped. But that's because it went totally black project, as we know, ladies and gentlemen, from our Pentagon sources. Without further ado, there's many other revelations. We're honored to be joined by Waylon or Ben Livingston. Ben, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
You bet. Any areas of the bio that need to be filled in, please tell us, and then break down weather modification for us in your lifetime experience on this.
Well, the only point I make or want to emphasize right now is, of course, that we have had for several years the technology, the materials, and the people with sufficient education and training and so forth to do a credible hurricane damage reduction program. But we seem not to get any response from our elected officials when we correspond with them, and for that reason, I'm trying to make, if you will, a contact with just plain people that understand the difference between talk and production.
Well, I mean, you've actually created storms as far back as Vietnam yourself. I mean, so if you can create them, you can certainly deflect them. I mean, let's jump right into the thick of it. How would you reduce or redirect, say, a Category 4 hurricane?
Well, the thing that's not common knowledge to most people is that a hurricane is made up of a large number of energy cells. And each of those energy cells add to the ferocity, if you will, of the hurricane. It was proven in 1974 by an international project that these energy cells exist, and they are the reason that hurricanes can develop and grow and move and cause damages. So that there's no reason to attack the hurricane in total, but just to fly in the right front quadrant primarily, where the relative to the direction the storm's moving, and see those energy cells that are converging or making the rain and the wind velocities increase in the front part of a hurricane. So our plan would be, this is completely different than the operations in Vietnam in my commercial weather operations, the company I owned for several years and operated. But we would be trying to destroy or at least grossly reduce the velocity in these individual energy cells. And we would do that by seeding the clouds with silver iodide in the top part of the cloud, say above the minus 6 degrees centigrade level. And those tops then would have so many small droplets in them that the prevailing wind would just blow them away. And so that energy cell would be neutralized until it could regroup, which may be several hours later.
So basically, in layman's terms, send in squadrons of planes to chemicalize in the proper strata of the hurricane, reducing or redirecting its power.
Oh, no, sir. We would not send squadrons of airplanes in. We would send one or two at the most.
That's all it would take.
At a time.
That's all it would take.
That's right. We're carrying more cloud seeding material on one airplane now, over 800% more on each airplane than we had during Project Storm Fury.
Okay, again, I'm no meteorologist. That's what I've read. In the past, it took quite a few planes, but you're saying now, well, what, are the chemicals different, or what's happening?
They're about the same efficiency now as they were in 1965. There are different size and shape, if you will, but the big difference is the number of generating flares. These flares generate silver iodide crystals, if you will. But we can take about 800% more on each airplane than we had in Vietnam or in the Project Storm Fury things in the 1960s.
So instead of taking a whole bunch of planes, it just takes a few.
We can take one airplane that runs two or three times faster than the airplanes we had before, and only have one aircraft on station at a time.
Sir, this has got to, I mean, as you say in the newspaper, make you really mad. I mean, you ran operations in Vietnam. You flooded them in feet of water. I mean, that's even on the Weather Channel. This is amazing, and the government knows that they could do this, but why didn't they do anything about it?
This is a long story. It has a deep history. Way back in the mid-50s, in 1954 or so, the government allotted the first money for weather modification or weather control practices to the U.S. Weather Bureau to the tune of about $30 million for that 1 year. But their charge was to employ the most brilliant scientists around the world, meteorologists and physicists, if you will, to work out a concept for reducing damages from hurricanes. And what brought that on was we had three tremendous hurricanes in 1953-54 that affected the 12 northeastern states. And there were 24 senators involved there that wanted something done about it. And the U.S. Weather Bureau, which later has always been the U.S. Weather Bureau, but eventually the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was formed. To take that responsibility.
We've got a break, sir. I don't know where to start. I mean, this is such a wellspring of knowledge. We're so honored to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, he ran weather wars, weather attacks on the North Vietnamese communists, and he's here telling you one or two planes knocking out Hurricane Katrina and Rita, but no, nothing's done about it. This is the patented, demonstrated, decades-old technology.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Talking to Ben Livingston, veteran, ran entire operations in Vietnam, successfully flooding the enemy. And if you can use weather as a weapon, you can also neutralize it. Patented, scientifically admitted. The newspaper even went and interviewed these major institutions. And, oh, yes, we can totally control these hurricanes. We can shut them down, redirect them. But it's not going to happen. I guess then, because there wouldn't be $200 billion contracts for people's buddies. And if you admit that these things exist, then people will know when it's being used as a weapon. But Mr. Livingston, please continue. Tell us about the government's culpability for Katrina and Rita, and then tell us about the Standard Research Institute and what they said about your findings.
Well, in the 60s, there was a national priority. The government national priority was to find a way to reduce damage from hurricanes. So the Project Storm Fury was established, and that Project Storm Fury involved a lot of military aircraft and planning and so forth. I was one of the five directors on the national board for Project Storm Fury. I wrote the operations plan, and I was in charge of most of the operations, or a lot of the operations that were conducted in the mid-60s on hurricanes in the Atlantic. And that was, had just come from a three-year tour of doing typhoon research in the Pacific, which is just a bigger storm than a hurricane, but nevertheless, they're pretty much the same. But after they shut Project Storm Fury down, they had made the logic for it that the data was not good enough, was not certified, and not of sufficient quality, if you will, to use in statistical studies, this sort of thing. Well, everyone knows in an airplane you don't necessarily get that kind of data. Although our airplanes today have instruments on board that we know as much about an individual storm or an energy cell in a hurricane as you could ever need to know. But just recently, I wrote to verify what the national policy is on hurricane or any kind of research like this, and they said, and I'll read, the approach of NOAA with regard to minimizing the impact of hurricanes on U.S. citizens is to improve our forecast of the track and intensity of storms and to better warn those in harm's way. It is no longer the policy of NOAA to support or conduct weather modification research. So the government is completely out of business. Their budget for 2005 and the proposed budget for 2006 has not one penny of money in that budget for doing hurricane reconnaissance studies.
Well, sir, let me ask you a question. If it's in international waters, what's to stop private insurance companies from sending in aircraft to block the storm? I mean, if they won't do it, and we know that we can stop these storms, and it's been proven, you know, how dare them not allow... how much would it cost to deflect or to weaken one of these storms substantively?
We have put forth a number which we may not be able to live with, but because we don't know exactly what the missions would be. But we are of the mind that we could do the whole Atlantic coastline and the Gulf of Mexico for about $25 million for 5 months. So it's not a big bunch of money. It's actually a very, very small investment in what the returns ought to be.
$200 billion for Louisiana and the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, $200
$25 million.
Those are billions, Alex. $200 billion.
Exactly, $200 billion versus $25
million. Yeah. So the situation is, as I see it, is that the federal, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they have a tremendous job to do, and they're doing a tremendous job. But their interest is in statistical data, which means you have to get a whole lot of the same kind of data to be sure it all verifies and works out. Whereas people who are concerned about hurricane damages are interested more in results or empirical data.
But we'll get into the Stanford Institute's research, but if you can admittedly, I mean, you've made giant storms, you've steered storms, and the data shows you can stop storms, then there shouldn't be any debate about it. The government says we're going to develop a plan to stop these. As soon as they learn how to stop them, that also means how to, I guess, increase their power. Suddenly they kill the program, and I'm told, sir, that it all went underground.
I don't know that it went underground, but I haven't been able to get any information out of anyone. And I visited the number one or two man up in Boulder this spring and had long conversations and so forth with him.
Stay there. I want to hear about it when we get back. We're very honored to have you. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GC.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind, defending liberty, resisting tyranny, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats doing it, exposing the operations that have been secret for so long, or the public's just ignorant of. I'm honored to be your host, talking to Ben Livingston, physicist, I guess Dr. Livingston, during the breaks. It's just amazing. He was the commanding officer for, I guess, a decade at the Naval Weapons Research Laboratory, and with Hurricane Debbie, they successfully shut it down. I mean, this guy, you know, headed up major commissions, folks, and then the program got killed. Oh, you can shut down hurricanes? Well, that's it. Sir, please repeat what you just told me during the break.
Well, what I was alluding to or reminding you of is that we had so many scientists on each side of the fence. So the side of the scientists who didn't want any more weather modification flights to take place said they needed a third party to evaluate the program, the Storm Fury project, including Hurricane Debbie. So they employed the Stanford Research Institute to study the entire Storm Fury experiments, all three of them, and they wrote that Stanford Research wrote that they may have to accept responsibility for not seeding and thereby exposing the public to higher probabilities of severe storm damage and possible higher death tolls. We claim they should consider now if a big hurricane comes straight for Miami. Now, that's from the Stanford Research Institute.
Now, yeah, so they're saying we've got a liability now if we don't do something about this. Describe what happened with Debbie in 1969. What happened? What were you able to do?
Well, Hurricane Debbie was a storm of, I think, about 600 miles off of the... off the coast of, off the Atlantic coast, out in the Mid Atlantic, if you will, away from everything. And what happened on Debbie was on the 18th of August in 1969, the records show that after five seedings at 2 hour intervals on the 18th, the researchers determined that the maximum wind speed had decreased from 115 miles an hour to 80 miles per hour. A remarkable reduction of 30% or about 45% in damage reduction. Instead, for the next 24 hours, the hurricane was left to its own devices. And when the aircraft returned for the second round of seeding on August the 20th, the second seeding decreased the wind speeds again to just under 100 miles an hour, a reduction of about 15%. So some of the scientists didn't think we had enough data to go operational with this, and that's when they asked for this third party to evaluate the program, and that's what Stanford Research did, and they did, as we read there a while ago, determine that we ought to keep on doing some cloud seeding on these hurricanes for damage reduction.
Amazing. Now, you created storms or intensified storms in Vietnam, and
yes,
of course flew missions as well in Korea doing that?
We didn't do it. I didn't have any. It wasn't done in Korea. I believe I'm the first person to ever do it in the military in the field.
But you were in Korea, though.
I was, but not in this capacity.
Okay. The newspaper wasn't clear on that. I mean, let's digress for a second. What did you do in Vietnam? You know, the opposite of stopping storms or weakening them, you were intensifying them.
The object in Vietnam, of course, was to make as much rain as you possibly could and do as much water or flooding damage as you could to the infrastructure, road structure. There were no paved roads over there, and the Ho Chi Minh Trail had a constant string of trucks on it. And during the dry part of the year, of course, they were able to resupply their troops or whatever in down in South Vietnam, so that the my job was to make the monsoon season last longer.
How did you do that?
That meant take minimum clouds and make monster clouds out of them, make storms out of them.
Well, tell us your position at that time, and yes, you are the first to develop this. Please, describe operationally, I mean, what you can of what happened.
Well, I was assigned from the Naval Weapons Research Laboratories in California, in China Lake, California, to a Marine fighter squadron out in Vietnam. And I had special airplanes assigned to me, if you will, that carried cloud seeding flares instead of guns. But my position there was to get in the airplane, go find clouds that I thought could make rain or get more rain out of, and seed those clouds for maximum precipitation values. And I was on every flight that was made in 1966, and you'll see those in some of the literature before the Congress, if you will, that was revealed only in 1972, where they acknowledged that I had done all the flying in 1966. And in 1967, I went to Guam and trained about 16 or 18 Air Force pilots and meteorologists how to seed clouds in Vietnam.
So you were literally a one-man army for a whole year attacking them up there in your little fighter bomber spraying the clouds.
Yes, sir. I had a civilian with me, and what made our product work, that we were so flexible, we could do whatever we wanted to do, and as alluded to in the Secretary of the Navy's citation, we actually changed our pyrotechnics to suit the clouds we had to work with. And we could do the same thing in hurricanes. We would have that same kind of flexibility if we needed to exercise it in the Atlantic. And that's something the government will never have in an operation that the government runs.
How dangerous is it when you have logged more missions, the paper reports, than pretty much anybody out there into hurricanes? What is it like when you go up into a hurricane?
Well, surprisingly, at altitude, that is at 20,000 feet or above, a good part of the time you're out in the most beautiful VFR weather you've ever seen. You can see the star. I mean, if it's at night, you can see the stars, the moon, or daytime, the sun, or whatever. So you can not only see what you're going to see, but you can also analyze it on your radar before you go there. But generally speaking, it's not real hazardous flying.
So what about when we watch the news and they show one of those airplanes flying into the storm?
Well, that's wonderful. The only problem that you can have flying into those storms is icing conditions. And I'm sure the planes we see flying are not taking on a lot of ice, or they wouldn't be airborne. You know what I mean? But I'm afraid what we see on TV is a few minutes of a hard flight.
Yeah, so it's hype.
Yeah, you know, you go do your job in a particular cell or energy cell and get out in the clear blue skies and go the next one, if that's what you're doing.
Now, let's go back, because this is amazing. I mean, specifically, what would you do when you saw, what kind of cloud formation would you know that was over the Ho Chi Minh Trail that was ideal? What would you do? Or what did you train these Marine Corps pilots and meteorologists to do?
No, I trained Air Force pilots and meteorologists.
Okay, but you were using Marine
Corps. I was flying with the Marine Corps.
I understand, in the first year in 66, and then
yeah.
I was mentioning 67, yeah.
Uh-huh. In 1967, of course, the Air Force, and I flew with them on almost all their missions in 1967, if you will. I was in the cockpit pointing to clouds and so forth, because that was almost exclusively a VFR, or visual operation there in Vietnam. Because you pick out a cloud that had a little growth in it, and you'd very delicately build it up until it got a little bigger. Then you might seed it with a large number of nuclei, if you will, and make that cloud just grow, you see. That was the whole object. We didn't have big clouds to work with over there because we were into the monsoon season, and the big clouds had gone away, you know, days before.
Explain how that works.
Pardon me?
Can you give us the specifics of, you know, when
yeah.
you say build it up and then seed it with nuclei?
Yeah, well, in any cloud, you have active sails. That is, that cloud that have vertical velocities that are going ascending, if you will, going up. Well, those are active clouds. Well, in a marginal condition, the top of that active sail will only go to maybe the freezing level, or thereabouts, and then it'll just die out or dissipate. So the idea is to have a pyrotechnic that you can take those little clouds and just about the time you think they're at their maximum natural vertical height, you very delicately seed that by putting more nuclei in it so that the small drops in that cloud can now have some place to collect or coalesce.
And then now it starts building.
Now it starts building because it releases the heat of condensation from each one of these little drops, and it goes up.
What did Charlie think you were doing, watching planes flying around, shooting pyrotechnics into them?
What did who think?
What did the Vietnamese think you were doing?
They never knew we were there.
Oh, so the communists didn't even know what you were doing.
They never knew what we were up there for or whatever.
Did they ever shoot SAMs at you?
Yes, sir. But we had a fighter cover to take care of that.
Oh, and the fighters would draw the missiles?
Yeah. We were there to make it rain, and we weren't there to protect ourselves from ground fire or whatever.
Well, I tell you, that certainly is brave. But can you describe what would the fighters do? Stay lower and try to get the missiles?
No, they'd stay up higher. And
well, how would they track them? I mean, get the missile to track them then?
Well, In every Phantom jet, there's a piece of military equipment in there that was there for the sole purpose of detecting when a SAM missile lighted off or ignited its engines on the ground. And then it would track its trajectory and determine if it was headed his way or some other way. And if it was headed your way, of course, you would release some heat-seeking flares or flares that were much hotter than the engine exhaust temperature, and the missile then, the SAM missile, would then home onto that decoy.
Were there ever close calls?
Well, yeah. There were.
Did you ever lose any of the planes that were up in the air with you seating?
Nobody. That's the whole purpose of having these detecting equipment on board, is to know if somebody's shooting at you or not. Now, the problem happens when two or three missiles come at you at one time from different directions. You may not be able to duck them all, but that wasn't the situation where we were.
That's got to be amazing, though, to be flying around at 20,000, 30,000 feet and have missiles shooting past you.
Well, you know, that's what war is about.
Just amazing, sir. Just an unbelievable interview. So if you can neutralize or weaken hurricanes, I would guess hurricanes could be strengthened then, Doctor?
Well, I think so.
How would you strengthen a hurricane? Can you tell us about that?
Well, instead of trying to take the tops out of them, you would merely see them at a lower altitude to make them grow. Take advantage of the latent heat of condensation to make each sail grow instead of tearing it apart.
And what chemical would you add to strengthen?
You'd use the same one. You'd just a different technique.
Would it be the reverse of the process, or how would this work?
Generally speaking, you would do your seating from a little bit lower altitude. And trying to break the top off, you would seed so that your nucleating material was exhausted when it got to the top of where natural condensation was taking place.
So basically, you do the same thing you were doing in Vietnam, and then to neutralize a hurricane, you would do what?
Well, when you neutralize a hurricane, it's no different than when you neutralize a thunderstorm to keep it from hailing on somebody. You merely stop the vertical currents in the cloud from being able to take moisture high enough for them to freeze and then collect more moisture on the outside and get heavy enough to fall to the ground, which is what they call hail.
Now, are you aware of Secretary of Defense's Cohen's comment in 97 about weather weapons being the wave of the future?
I'm aware of that, yes, sir.
What is your take on that?
Well, hindsight's really great. But my take on that is that paying lip service to somebody and nothing else. Because they certainly never tried to engage any of the corporate people that do this for a living to join NOAA some way. Because we ought to be complimentary. You know, we ought to have a synergistic relationship with NOAA. They ought, as I see it, they ought to do what they do best and what they have the patience and...
But Dr. Livingston, you're a good person, so you wouldn't do bad things with this, though you have used it as a weapon against an enemy that was killing our troops in Vietnam. But, I mean, they've done the analysis on you and others and the company that you're with that, you know, that does weather modification right now, and that there's large secret government black op programs, which, again, you've headed up weapons laboratories. I'm sure you know about those programs. You know, they're not going to let you in on that, are they? I mean, couldn't that be why you haven't been let in on this?
They aren't, but I don't think that's happening at all.
Okay.
I really don't think that's happening at all, because one of our team members is the world's largest manufacturer of cloud seeding material, and he has never sold the government an ounce of this stuff.
You don't think they could be secretly producing it?
They didn't secretly produce it when I was in the military working on top secret projects. You know what I mean? We had a contractor that did it, but the scientific community had some idea of what was going on, but they couldn't never put their finger on it because of classification.
So why then, if the government could have minimized or stopped Katrina and Rita, why didn't they do it? I mean, some people need to get in trouble for this.
Well, this is a sad thing to say, but if you look at this far enough, you'll probably get a bad opinion about all this, in that politically, there's no way to get a vote cheaper than to go pass out $10 bills. And as far as the building industry, there's no quicker way to sell more material and raise the prices on them than to be in construction energy.
Well, you just said it amazing, Dr. Livingston. Problem, reaction, solution. They could stop this. I mean, $25 million, you could knock it out. The whole season there in the Caribbean and in the Atlantic. But no, we just can't have that. We got to pay $200 billion out for a bunch of bid-rigging scams down in the Gulf. We'll be right back with Dr. Livingston. Amazing.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, so Dr. Livingston, I mean, the pioneer of weather weapons in Vietnam. We'll stay with us until about 16, 17 after, into the next hour. And, you know, I might have time to take a few calls if it's specifically for Dr. Livingston on weather control. I know we've had callers holding since before he got on. We'll get to you after he's gone. But, I mean, it's just what a wealth of knowledge. I want to get him back on in the near future. But you're talking about somebody who headed up these weapons laboratories. They successfully defeated major hurricanes and had outside firms confirm that. But now nothing's being done. Before we hit the break, sir, you talked about how the politicians love an excuse to hand out pork barrel, and that you were fought by the insurance industry and by the construction industry when you guys have been trying to lobby now to stop these hurricanes and save lives, not just money. Please elaborate.
Well, I contacted our two state senators early last spring, as well as the assistant director of NOAA and some other people in high places, if you will.
You're talking about Cornyn and Hutchinson.
I'm talking about Cornyn and Hutchinson.
And now she's passed a new Weather Control Bureau.
Well, see, I've never heard of that.
That bill just passed a month ago, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, okay, that might be good news. But it's not unusual for, let's back up to the insurance and the energy people. I've had explained to me by both the energy and the industry and the insurance industry people that they don't lose anything, not really, for very long in these storms, because the way the insurance industry works,
they just jack up prices.
Yeah, they just jack up the prices. In 90 days, they've got your money back. So it doesn't really make that much difference. And the same with the energy industry. It doesn't make that much difference to them either. In the long run, in both cases, the prices are raised up, but they're never lowered.
Well, we just got oil company memos where Mobil, Exxon, and Chevron all got together and said, let's shut down refineries.
Yeah. Okay.
To make more money.
Yeah. Sure enough.
So you've actually talked to these bastards, and they've told you this.
I have. I've got several pieces of correspondence here from them.
Unbelievable, sir.
I worked with Chevron for, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, and never did get to the top risk management people. I kept getting put off, put away, you know, sidetracked.
And you've run entire federal programs dealing with weather modification.
Yes, sir.
Well, there you have it. Next time a hurricane's barreling towards us and hundreds of people are going to die and billions of dollars of damage, just know they're letting it happen.
Well, believe it or not, we tried to do the month of September for less than $1 million and couldn't get a taker. And that would have been the Katrina and Rita.
You know, Doctor, instead of focusing on Cloud City, which we know works, everybody likes to focus on the fancy, ionizing with antennas and Russian systems and HAARP systems. What's your take on that?
I just don't. I read some of the literature. It just looks to me like if you're a very smart, astute salesman, you might get a sponsor for a year or two. But I don't understand from purely physical look at it how ionizing a cloud is going to change the weather a whole lot, because number one, you cannot generate enough ions, either positive or negative, to influence a cloud.
We'll come right back. Stay with us, Doctor.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.